and I'm Brian Lynn.
This is VOA News. I'm Christina Menenti. In an exclusive interview with ABC News anchor George Stephanopoulos, President Joe Biden talked about his less-than-stellar presidential debate performance.
But your friend Nancy Pelosi actually framed the question that I think is on the minds of millions of Americans. Was this a bad episode or the sign of a more serious condition?
It was a bad episode. No indicator of any serious condition. I was exhausted. I didn't listen to my instincts in terms of preparing, and I had a bad night.
Biden is fighting to save his endangered reelection effort. Despite a good interview, the 81-year-old president is unlikely to fully tamp down concerns about his age. However, Biden did bring up Trump more than once in discussing the debate.
The fact of the matter is that what I looked at is that he also lied 28 times.
During the interview, Biden insisted he was not frailer than earlier in his presidency. He says he undergoes ongoing assessment by his personal doctors and they, quote, don't hesitate to tell me, unquote, if something is wrong. Reformist candidate Masoud Pezeshkian has won Iran's runoff presidential election, besting Saeed Jalili by promising to reach out to the West and ease enforcement on the country's mandatory headscarf law. After years of sanctions, Iranians began voting on Friday for a candidate to replace the late President Ebrahim Raisi, killed in a helicopter crash last month. Separate Israeli airstrikes have killed at least 6 people in central Gaza, including 2 children at a home and at least 1 person wearing a United Nations uniform. Violence also flared Friday in the occupied West Bank, where Palestinian health officials say Israeli forces killed 7 people in a raid and an airstrike. You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, voanews.com, 24 hours a day. This is VOA News. Prominent Hong Kong activist Joshua Wong should be considered an activist participant in a landmark subversion case involving 47 Democrats, his lawyer said on Friday, but urged a court to hand him a lighter sentence for entering his plea early. Reuters correspondent Ryan Chang reports.
The 27-year-old was one of dozens of activists arrested in 2021 for joining an unofficial primary election to choose candidates for the city's legislature. Of these, 47 were charged with conspiracy to commit subversion under a national security law imposed by Beijing. Wong's lawyer Marco Lee told the court while his client should be considered an active participant in the conspiracy, he was not involved in organizing or assisting in the primary election. And in view of Wong's early plea of guilty, Lee urged a reduction of a third of his sentence. That could range from 3 to 10 years for active participants in the conspiracy, but life in jail for those deemed principal offenders. Lee added that Wong hopes to reform himself and part with his past history.
Ryan Chang from Reuters. The UN High Commissioner for Human Rights Friday called for vigilance this week after far-right groups made gains in recent European elections, most recently this week in France. VOA's Jeff Custer reports.
Speaking to reporters in Geneva this week, UN Human Rights Commissioner Volker Türk called out narratives used by politicians that dehumanize migrants, asylum seekers, and others for political gain. France's National Rally, for example, has made anti-immigration the centerpiece of its platform and has been criticized for racist and anti-Semitic comments in the past. Türk said such actions are warning signs that need to be heeded.
We need to be very vigilant because especially history tells us, in particular in Europe, that the vilification of the other, that the denigration of the other is a harbinger for worse to come. And yes, it's an alarm bell that we need to ring.
Jeff Custer, VOA News.
Former Brazilian President Bolsonaro has been indicted for alleged money laundering for undeclared diamonds from Saudi Arabia. AP's Jackie Quinn has more.
In March, Bolsonaro was indicted for falsifying his COVID vaccine records and those of family members, saying if he's out of the political game, then he'll just be a citizen. He lost a re-election bid in 2022 and then was banned from seeking political office for 7 years because his supporters stormed federal buildings. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Indonesia's immigration agency deported 13 Taiwan citizens suspected of taking part in cybercrime, money laundering, and drug trafficking, the Directorate General of Immigration said in a statement on Friday. For additional stories, 24 hours a day, visit voanews.com. I'm Christina Menenti, VOA News.